Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, and you?
All right, thank you. What's news?
Well, I am in Israel, and I'm checking out all the new tech. There's actually no new tech. I'm getting on a train in Israel. But anyway, that's the fun and games. The news this week, interestingly, is that the Tesla Model 3 has finally hit the mainstream.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And the first 30 have been delivered. Obviously, Elon Musk got number one. But it's what's really incredible from a certainly tech point of view is very simple. That car started just over a year ago. And in 1 year, he designed, built, and now finally delivered a completely electric car. And here's some good news. Apparently, now these are rumors, so don't take me at my word yet, but it's coming to South Africa. Elon Musk has mentioned that it will be available in a lot more countries where he's never had a presence. So we may well see a Tesla in South Africa very soon,
wow,
officially, what's more.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So would you
and
get
as
one?
I say,
would you go in a self-driving car?
I'm absolutely 100% the first man on the list for a self-driving car.
But how would they drive? How would they drive on our roads with the taxis cutting in and it wouldn't cope?
Well, in truth, the whole self-driving technology, or rather, let's call it assisted driving technology, has still got a long way to go. And in fact, the driver mode in the Tesla since the last little episode they had has been very carefully tweaked to make the driver far more central. It's not a matter of you push a button, hop in the back, and let the car chauffeur you away. So the technology itself is more assisted drive than pure self-drive. But that being said, we are rapidly moving into a world where the cars are fully connected. They're fully aware of the road. Their sensors are never, you know, a couple of drinks are not going to affect the sensors. We're definitely going to have a hyper-aware, very, very vigilant system, which will either prevent accidents, even with taxis dodging in and out. And I've been in a car that absolutely watched and saw that a guy was going to jump the stop street before I did and stopped and slowed down. So self-driving's come a huge way, and we're going to see it. I mean, some of the new Mercedes and BMWs and even the Fords have absolutely got you. Take your hands off on the highway, and it sticks to the lane. It just does not deviate. And as you drive,